These were Athena's orders. He complied, relieved, and leaning hard upon the spear shaft, armed with its head of bronze. She left him there and overtook Lord Hector, but she seemed Deiphobus in form and resonant voice, appearing at his shoulder, saying swiftly,
"Aye, dear brother, how he runs, Achilles, harrying you around the town of Priam. Come, we'll stand and take him on."
To this, great Hector in his shimmering helm replied,
"Deiphobus, you were the closest to me in the old days, of all my brothers, sons of Hecuba and Priam. Now I can say I honor you still more because you dared this foray for my sake, seeing me run. The rest stay under cover."
Again the gray-eyed goddess Athena spoke,
"Dear brother, how your father and gentle mother begged and begged me to remain. So did the soldiers round me, all undone by fear, but in my heart I ached for you. Now let us fight him, and fight hard, no holding back. We'll see if this Achilles conquers both, to take our armor seaward, or if he can be brought down by your spear."
This way, by guile, Athena led him on. And when at last the two men faced each other, Hector was the first to speak. He said,
"I will no longer fear you as before, son of Peleus, though I ran from you round Priam's town 3 times and could not face you. Now my soul would have me stand and fight, whether I kill you or am killed. So come, we'll summon gods here as our witnesses, none higher, arbiters of a pact. I swear that, terrible as you are, I'll not insult your corpse should Zeus allow me victory in the end, your life as prize. Once I have your gear, I'll give your body back to Achaeans. Grant me, too, this grace."
But swift Achilles frowned at him and said,
"Hector, I'll have no talk of pacts with you, forever unforgiven as you are. As between men and lions there are none, no concord between wolves and sheep, but all hold one another hateful through and through, so there can be no courtesy between us, no sworn truce, till one of us is down and glutting with his blood the war god Ares. Summon up what skills you have. By God, you'd better be a spearman and a fighter. Now there is no way out. Pallas Athena will have the upper hand of you. The weapon belongs to me. You'll pay the reckoning in full for all the pain my men have borne, who met death by your spear." He twirled and cast his shaft with its long shadow. Splendid Hector, keeping his eye upon the point, eluded it by ducking at the instant of the cast, so shaft and bronze shank passed him overhead and punched into the earth. But unperceived by Hector, Pallas Athena plucked it out and gave it back to Achilles.